Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the good part of the forecast is the wind is letting up as the afternoon moves along, thankfully. The story still is what happened yesterday and what didn't happen yesterday. Susie telling us it was a major snowstorm. Get out of here, Josh.
Yeah.
No. Not in the metro.
Underwhelming.
Not in the metro area. Yeah. Couple inches. Greater Minnesota. Northern Minnesota, sure. 6 to 8 inches. She's 27 right now. About 27 tomorrow. Your low tomorrow night for you fall lovers? Six. How's that sound? No, I'm kidding. It's 17 is your low tomorrow. When we get really low, Sunday, one below. Okay. Let hit the button. We'll play our game. Josh, are you familiar with the mama bird, the dad bird? In this case, I'll be the dad bird. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you protect the baby bird, and eventually the baby bird goes out on its own, and you would think normally the baby bird would protect the daddy bird, right? Normally?
Yep.
Well, that's not Adam Carter. You know, this show nurtured him, protected him. All of a sudden today, right and wrong answers. What are you thankful for? Trying to think where that segment came from.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we should just back away. No, we're not going to back away. In fact, he didn't even bring in the positivity. He just brought the wrong.
Are you surprised?
No, I'm not. He's a gutter dweller. In fact, from now on, when you text him, gutter dweller, just go with that. So I would like both the most sincere and as wrong as possible. What are you thankful for? I'll go first, and I'll be positive, but I want. As an example, you could say, I'm a Vikings fan, and I'm thankful for this excellent start from J.J. McCarthy. That would be an example of a wrong answer. I pay attention to local weather, and I'm once again pleased that the local forecasts were so accurate with the snow totals. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm a fan of fraud prevention. And it's good to know that we're at the low end here in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Those would be three examples just off the top of my head of wrong answers only. For me, I've had a great year. My body has not had a great year. Don't know if it's because I'm 60 or whatever, but not good. But my son, Quentin, this is the healthiest year of his life, without a doubt. From the amount of seizures he was having before to where he's at now, to his success, to his ability to create more friendships, his communication skills improving. And as I mentioned a couple times, for Quentin, first of all, to hold up as well as he did on a long trip, la-di-da, Hawaii, when 11 of us total were so lucky to see my oldest boy get married, the person who I'm most proud of and I most trust on this planet. That doesn't mean I don't love my two other boys every bit as much, but Hunter is a bit of a rock that I count on a lot, and to see Hunter and Michaela get married was absolutely spectacular. The fact that they trusted me to deliver the words was the absolute thrill of a lifetime. Here, I can go to the wrong answers only. I was about one step backwards to falling 200 feet down a cliff. So wrong answers only, Josh, I was very thankful I did not fall and perish in the middle of the wedding. But to see my boy My Hero Q go on a helicopter ride, snorkel, and zip line when he used to struggle just walking and multiple seizures a week and double leg surgery and stopped breathing one time and just all the stuff he's faced. So to see that, to work at a place with, in all sincerity, filled with people I like, where, sure, we got, it's radio, so there's plenty of egos and insecurity and all that stuff. there's a lot of people who, yeah, will kind of roll our eyes and joke about certain things, but the lack of animosity in this building is something to appreciate, to understand. Yeah, I'd like to see this show do, the station do a hell of a lot more.
Yeah.
I really would. Get out of this building, make a few more changes. but I love doing the show. I have someone in my life, Michelle, who I love. And so a lot of my life is great. And if you want to text here and say the parts of your life that you're thankful for, that works. 651-461-9226. If you want to have fun with it and go with the wrong answers, that also works at 651-461-9226. Josh, what would you like to add?
Mine's kind of a both wrong and honest answer.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of the same answer?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm thankful for my wife, Sarah, and I having great health. In the past month, Sarah has been on a nebulizer for going on 3 weeks now, about daily. She uses a neb to get over whatever this asthma virus is that she acquired some way, somehow. So we've had that. Sunday, had a little bit of like a one of those itches on your back that you can't really reach, and it's never fun.
Oh, it's not good.
Got home, asked Sarah to scratch it for a second, and took my shirt off, and turns out I had full body, even a little bit of the lower body of just most broken out hives.
Oh,
no idea why, no idea where it came from, but as soon as I finished at CCO on Sunday, I got home and had to call in sick to work and went right to the urgent care, and they gave me a nice little steroid shot.
Oh, jeez.
Between that and just, you know, not to always bring this up, but second miscarriage this year was not fun, but, you know, it's just kind of the punches you got to roll with.
Yeah.
But also, here's how it's the right answer is, we're still here.
Yep.
There's people that are in far worse health conditions right now that are dealing with way worse.
Right.
So,
and you yourself have battled some significant health issues not too long ago.
Yeah. And Sarah's dad is still, I mean, we'll hopefully find out here in the next week that he's cancer-free, but he's lost 50 pounds due to throat cancer, which we think it's throat cancer. It's some kind of cancer. They haven't figured out, like, what it is.
You got a lot, Josh.
Yeah.
You have a lot.
Yeah, Sarah's dad's been through the ringer because he kind of started chemo in, like, July, August, and pretty much, he's not the same. So it's been a rough year, but we're rolling through it.
I'm very sorry about that. Mm-hmm. And I wish you only the best when you mention that. We just got this news yesterday that my ex-wife, who I mention all the time, is a great, 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 great friend of mine.
Yeah.
Just found out after battling cancer for years that she does not have to go to Mayo Clinic anymore.
Mm.
And so that is just amazing news. And I'm elated for Kathleen. As she said when she called me, you're stuck with me. I'm going to annoy you for a lot longer. And I was elated to hear that. Among the texts, and we've got plenty of wrong answers coming in. Wrong answers and right answers. What are you thankful about? I'm thankful the Minnesota Twins investing so much in the product on the field. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They're there all the time. I'm grateful I can hear this show coming in crystal, clear on that perfect AM signal, and the app continues to be the best app ever made.
That's the right answer.
Exactly. I'm thankful we have a president who is humble, thick-skinned, who only asks the administrative appointments to be loyal to the Constitution, who fills the cabinet with highly qualified individuals. Thankful my husband was approved for disability 10-month wait in money, check for back pay too. Now, that's both also.
Yeah.
That's it shouldn't take that much, but thank God that it's finally there. Josh, I'm so sorry to hear you and your wife had a second miscarriage. Prayers and thoughts are with you both.
Thank you.
I echo those also because we've talked about that before, and we faced that early, the two of us, and eventually we'd have three amazing children. And there are an infinite amount of stories where you end up having children afterwards. That doesn't mean it's not incredibly difficult when you're right in the middle of it. So I appreciate your candor. You know we love transparency on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy to be as honest as that.
Yeah.
On the wrong answers only, I'm thankful that my ex won't screw up my Thanksgiving plans with my kids again. now, this one is thankful. This is good. I'm thankful to be able to listen to CCO Radio for the past 3 years since they moved from Minnesota, Colorado. It's the best station ever. That is incredibly kind of you to say. Let's see. How about this one? Let's do this. Let's pause because a lot are coming in. Thankful on the positive side and the wrong side. And we'll include Mr. Drusha in the mix also because he's here today. He's, by the way, wrong answers only. He's excited to go to Chicago and see his family. That would be a wrong answer only. He wants the family to come here. All right, what else do you have? Right answers, what you're thankful for, and wrong answers also. 651-461-9226. Update on the story which broke about an hour ago. We've provided you a number of updates and also CBS update. We'll have CBS in about 8 minutes. Two National Guardsmen shot in D.C., blocks away from the White House. The Guardsmen, according to multiple reports, including from the president himself, said the Guardsmen were critically wounded, while the shooter, according to the president, severely wounded, and adds will pay a very steep price. Shooting occurred downtown D.C., and you see the scene, and quickly when both Fox, CNN, and the other outlets showed it, because they arrested, apprehended, and shot the suspect so quickly, by the time the cameras were there, it presented a scene of a secure area and law enforcement talking amongst themselves. Not in a position which we've witnessed sadly too many times where they were fearful of further attacks. That doesn't end any possibility later, but both networks are showing a huge number of law enforcement in the area, all talking to themselves, all reviewing the next steps in investigating what has taken place. And clearly, at the top of the hour, CBS. We'll have more. Jason is here. I know you'll stay in touch on that. Let's play our game a little bit here. Right and wrong answers. Okay. What are you thankful for the day before Christmas?
Oh, I'm thankful for the opportunity to drive 6 hours tonight to suburban Chicago.
Yeah.
Very grateful. For it. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. How about you just call everybody and say, we're not coming. And I do this thing on TV where I'm on TV.
Yeah.
We'll Zoom.
We could do it Zoom.
Or you know what else you could do? Meet at the Dells.
It is funny to be.
How about the Dells as a middle spot?
Yeah.
A lot of men, nipple rings, and
sure.
Thanksgiving.
I'll take it under advisement.
Under advisement?
For sure.
Sure.
I do think it's funny to be a 50-year-old man and still, like, you know.
Be afraid of your parents?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah?
I'm so afraid I only will, you know, say this sort of stuff on an out-of-town radio station. That's,
exactly.
You know, would I say this to their face? No. No.
Among the wrong answers only, thankful for my new boss, Cody.
Hmm.
Makes me laugh every day to hear my coworkers complain about his cold and callous attitude. That's not good.
Cody sounds like too pleasant of a name to be a jackass boss, you know? Cody?
I don't know. How are you feeling if Cody is your boss?
Oh, well, we're past the age, you know, already. It is like, unusual that we have a boss that's sort of in the same age range as we are.
Yeah, I feel like that's the guy who's heading on down to Cowboy Jack's tonight. Cody, are you with
me? How old is Cody, Josh?
Josh, when you think of Cody outside of the world heavyweight champion, Cody Rhodes, who else comes to mind? What is your image in your head when you think of Cody?
Honestly, I can't think of another Cody.
Yeah, but just
like max 35, black hair.
35, you're pushing it.
Aeropostale hoodie.
I was going 32 at the oldest, maybe 28.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm sure he's great.
I'm thankful for my two grown children doing well in their lives, happy and content. Makes me feel blessed. That's very sweet.
That is nice.
I hope that's not a wrong answer.
It'd be a sad one.
I'm thankful for radio and TV for scheduling their commercial breaks at the exact same time. So, Matt, no matter what station to flip to, I get to listen to ad after ad after ad after ad.
You're welcome.
That's one of the bonuses of this show, because this show is so terrible at clock management that I don't really take the breaks when I should.
I'm pretty bad at clock management also.
This is true.
Yeah.
Not one of my strengths.
Not one of your strengths. Now, what were you saying about protesters yesterday at the start? I was listening, and then I got a phone call that you don't want to see any protesters.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
At
General? Is that anti-protest?
What were you saying?
No, but I do think, and at 4 o'clock we'll have new city council member Molly Coleman on the show.
Yep.
But...
because if they're peaceful and they're not interrupting the arrest,
I don't know.
What's wrong with that?
Because, first of all, you watch this video, they're not peaceful.
Okay. But
if you're running in the background yelling, F you, F you, F you, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not that sympathetic.
I'm not defending that, but I thought I heard you say.
I don't think you should protest at an active law enforcement action.
You're across the street. You're not allowed to protest.
You are legally allowed to do it. I am saying
you should be allowed to.
Yes. I would not. Under any circumstance, infringe.
Sounded like
someone.
It yesterday.
I'm saying what I think you should do.
Yeah.
And I think it is not advisable. I think if you show up in the middle of a law enforcement arrest and start yelling at the cops, I'm not going to cry for you when the tear gas comes out.
If you're interfering with the arrest,
or the question
if you're
is,
screaming in the face of the officers, my sympathy has ended.
So is anyone just showing up and just like there with a sign?
Yes.
No.
The overwhelming, 100%. The overwhelming majority are still not the jackasses, but all of us, you included, are attracted to the flashlight of the individuals who are acting like buffoons.
There always are going to be one or two people acting like buffoons.
Well, so then the other folks who are acting peacefully have to be punished. And their constitutional rights are taken away because of the jackasses?
Did I say their rights should be taken away?
But you said you'd prefer if they were not involved in any way.
Yes, because there are so many things in between what is illegal or unconstitutional and what is a good idea. I do not think it is a good idea to show up and protest at a law enforcement arrest.
So or any government action. So like when ICE is arresting people, no one else should be there to observe that.
You want to show up and observe? You want to
Protest? You want to protest people in masks
that's not what's
and
happening.
Unmarked vehicles?
That's not what's happening.
That is absolutely what's happening.
Look, I'm with you in that I am very against the way that ICE is doing its business, the way the administration is doing its business.
And we should shine the light on them.
And as soon as they show up to do an arrest, no one knows what they're arresting. No one knows if it's the worst criminal in the world. They just get on social media, start live streaming, and say, show up, show up, show up.
We got to stop talking. Jason will continue part of this and keep you entertained the rest of the afternoon on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.